Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Freelancers Fail Where Entrepreneurs Thrive. Now let's get started with today's show. Most people think freelancing and entrepreneurship are the same thing, but there's one critical difference that determines whether you'll stay stuck trading time for money or build real wealth. Here's the truth. Freelancers sell their time. Entrepreneurs build systems. Think about it this way. When a freelancer wakes up, they ask, "How can I get more clients?" When an entrepreneur wakes up, they ask, "How can I solve this problem at scale?" One creates a job for themselves. The other creates a business that works without them. It's the difference between being the engine and building the engine. Here's what this looks like in practice. Freelancers operate on linear income. Work more hours, make more money. Stop working, income stops. It's like being on a hamster wheel that only moves when you're running. Entrepreneurs operate on leveraged income. They create once, sell repeatedly. Their income continues even while they're sleeping because they've built something bigger than their personal time investment. The goal shifts from hourly rates to building assets that generate ongoing revenue. Let me show you exactly how this played out for Sarah, a freelance graphic designer charging $75 per hour, maxed out at 40 billable hours weekly. She hit her ceiling. Then she made the shift. Instead of selling more hours, she created a logo design course and template library. Same design skills, completely different delivery method. First month, $2,000 in course sales, working just 10 hours. Second month, $5,000. Third month, $8,000. Same expertise, entrepreneurial approach. Her income multiplied without a proportional time increase because she stopped selling hours and started selling solutions. So here's what you need to do. Pick one service you currently offer as a freelancer and ask yourself, how could I package this knowledge into something that serves multiple people simultaneously? That question right there is your first step from freelancer to entrepreneur. It's the bridge between trading time and building wealth. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.